Welcome our pre-show here, the 23rd of Jan, 2023. So I come down to the studio here and I bring my cat with me because she likes to hang out with her dad. And then I have a door that leads to a kind of a back patio that we have here. And she goes out there, man. I let her go out there because it's fenced. And the thing about Thunder is she's kind of a homebody. She's not like a lot of cats that like to just go out and roam the streets. She didn't want any part of that shit. She was pretty much raised to be a home cat, and that's what she is. But,
was that you, Thunder, I just heard?
Was that you, Thunder, or was that me belching? Anyway, she has been known from time to time, though, to find a little tiny mouse. And she'll bring those motherfuckers in here. And because I am loath to kill anything that walks on four legs or animal life, let me put it that way. I'm loath to kill any animal. People? Well, anyway, I spend an inordinate amount of time trying to chase down these little mice. Now, it's only happened like three times. The Thunder's gone out back. She finds a little field mouse, a little tiny gray mouse. She brings it in very gently in her. She doesn't hurt it or anything, because when the thing gets dropped out of her mouth, it starts scurrying around. And I spend all this goddamn time looking for this mouse. And it's pretty easy. Once you find out where it is, you just corner it, you know. And there's Thunder staring at me like, well, what? You know, I read somewhere where cats... There she is. Thunder, what's the story? Come here. Where cats will bring in a mouse or a dead gopher or something and lay it on a mat in front of you. And that's their way of saying, here's some food for the soup pot. That's their contribution to the dinner. So she'll bring in the mouse and then she'll roll around on her back like, look at me, give me a reward for, you know, and what am I doing? I'm scrambling around trying to save the goddamn thing's life. And she's looking at me like, okay, I guess is that how you people eat mice? You run around and pick them up and take them outside? Anyway. Where you at, man? Where you at, Thunder? Hold on. Thunder. We're not going upstairs yet, man. Not going upstairs yet, babe. All right, so.
As you guys can see, we are using the iPhone. When we do these encore shows, we would bring back the old video. And we had a very nice video setup. We had a really good TriCaster that enabled us to do quite a bit in terms of video production. But as I have said, we found that it does not drive a lot of business. As much as it's kind of a nice enhancement, people don't subscribe to the Phil Henry Show website to get the quality video. That may change. We may go ahead and invest in another TriCaster. Who knows? But for now, we're just using our regular iPhone video. And we have a movie that we produced for next week. We tried to download it this week. For next week, called Devil Girl from Mars. That will be really cool. This week, we did Blonde Ice. We did a couple of film noirs in a row. All right, man. Without further ado, I got a physical exam this week. And next week I got an eye doctor exam. Yeah, okay. You know, for years I went without getting regular physicals, which is a fucking, basically you're playing Russian roulette. When you get to a certain point in your life, you got to have a physical exam, man. And I found all kinds of shit. When I finally had a physical, I was hypertense. You know, they saw something on a scan that I had to go in and have it looked at. I was fine. Everything was good there, but it was like I had to have another visit to the doctor for that. This is all shit, man, that you can take care of when you're, like, much younger than fuck around like Phil Henry did and just, you know, dodge a bullet, which is basically what I believe I've done now. All right, so let's get into our show for today, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.